And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The world's leading cause of death in 2025 wasn't cancer, wasn't heart disease, wasn't even war. And many of you wouldn't be surprised to know it was actually abortion. Over 73 million unborn children were killed last year, accounting for more than half of all global deaths. To put that into perspective, cancer claimed 10 million lives and infectious diseases took 17 million. Abortion took more than all of them combined. In America alone, somewhere between 1,500 and 2,500 abortions happen every single day. Dr. Ethan Hamm finally gets his day in court as a plaintiff this time, not defendant. Elon Musk is bankrolling Hamm's lawsuit against Texas Children's Hospital after the whistleblower spent 2 years fighting federal charges that have now been dismissed with prejudice. Hamm exposed the hospital's secret transgender program for children back in 2023, and his reward was a visit from federal agents and a Biden DOJ prosecution built on what his lawsuit calls lies, not facts or law. Artificial intelligence is making headlines for darker reasons. A lawsuit filed against OpenAI and Microsoft alleges ChatGPT fueled a man's paranoid delusions until he murdered his 83-year-old mother and then killed himself. The AI reportedly told him he had awakened into a consciousness and validated his belief that his mother was trying to poison him. It's not an isolated case. OpenAI now faces multiple wrongful death suits, including families alleging the chatbot provided suicide instructions to teenagers. One lawsuit claimed ChatGPT turned Goodnight Moon into a suicide lullaby. Former NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya is trading the gridiron for the GOP, launching a Senate bid in Minnesota. She told the Daily Wire that her state is in crisis. That's an understatement. Under Democratic leadership, pointing to widespread fraud allegations and soft-on-crime policies. The National Republican Senatorial Committee has already endorsed her in a state that hasn't elected a Republican senator in 2 decades. Meanwhile, on The View, actress Pam Grier claims she saw lynched bodies hanging from trees in Ohio during her childhood in the 1950s while her mother covered her eyes. The only problem? There's no historical record supporting such claims. And in Canada, a Christian think tank reports the country's new disability benefit of just $144 monthly is woefully inadequate, only 1/6 of what's needed to lift disabled Canadians out of poverty. They also note that the government spends 20 times more on electric vehicle subsidies than on helping the disabled in their country. Yeah, priorities. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, where you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do right now at FortisInstitute.org. And you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app so you can get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.